What do these nuclear power plants do if they're built on earthquake faults, like here in the West Coast? And even in the Midwest, they've got the New Madrid Fault.
That's correct. Nuclear power plants are designed for what's, I think it's called the 200-year earthquake. What's the largest earthquake likely to occur over a 200-year period? And the plants are supposedly designed to survive that event, not necessarily continue to make electricity, but not to spill the radioactive contents should that earthquake occur. We've had some tests of that over the year. The Perry nuclear power plant outside of Cleveland was about 7 miles away from the epicenter of an earthquake a few years ago, and that earthquake damaged some piping and other equipment at the plant, but the reactor itself was not damaged.
Boy, what a catastrophe that would be, though, if that happened. Oh, my.
Yeah, that would be a bad day. And that's, when an earthquake occurs in any part of the country, news articles invariably say that the nearby Acme nuclear power plant was not damaged by the event. So it's a fear in the back of people's minds, even when they're not damaged by the earthquake.
Some people are proponents of nuclear power. They want it. They want us to build more. Is there any upside here?
Yeah, the nuclear power plants aren't all evil. I guess some people may believe so, but nuclear power plants do generate a lot of energy for a small amount of mining and milling and other parts. So there are some advantages. They don't emit greenhouse gases that fossil-fired generating plants emit, so global warming concerns are less with nuclear power plant than with carbon-based technologies. But that those benefits do come with a price.
Let's go to some phone calls. West of the Rockies, welcome to Coast, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Hey, George, here you go.
There you go. All right, thanks.
Long haul driver. Hey, I live up in the Washington area, and I wanted to ask your guest tonight. There's a couple plants that we have up there. One in Klamath, one in Satsup, and you drive by and you see the big towers, and they were never opened. And I was wondering if he could tell me, is this a common thing throughout the U.S. where they built these facilities and they never started to function? And is there a possibility that buildings like that will be put into use at a future date?
Okay, why didn't they go online, David?
Well, the...
It had to do with the WOOPS program.
Yeah. The WOOPS utility system was building 5 nuclear power plants in the state of Washington. In the early 1980s, the cost overruns of those construction projects basically took the company into bankruptcy.
Ah.
And 4 of the nuclear power plants were canceled during various stages of construction. One of the nuclear reactors was finished and operates today, but the company went bankrupt along the way. Overall, that's not a situation confined to the state of Washington. There were about 250 nuclear power reactors being built in the United States, and less than half of them were actually finished. The rest of them were canceled, some much further along than the ones in Washington, and some basically had just done ground clearing.
Is there a company that has a stellar record in the nuclear power industry?
Yeah, in fact, there are several that are doing a very good job. We did an in-depth look at 10 nuclear power plants a few years ago and graded their performance on a safety scorecard, not economics, just safety. The safest plant at the end of those 10 was also the plant that was producing electricity at the lowest prices, which wasn't necessarily intuitively obvious when we started that would be out that way. Well, we found that company's approach was to aggressively look for problems, not wait for them to show up. And when they did find problems, they were very effective at fixing them right the first time. And by doing that approach, they were able to achieve good safety results and also achieve good economic results.